Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
I suppose I watch several films a week, whether that's at the cinema, on TV, or getting a DVD from the local video store. What have I seen in the past few days? The latest Star Wars movie. That was fantastic. The effects were brilliant. A comedy with Hugh Grant. He's so funny, I just laughed and laughed. Oh, and a movie I've wanted to see for a long time. Cinema Paradiso. It was incredible, really moving. I cried for the last hour.
Speaker 2.
I'd much rather watch a romantic comedy, say something with Hugh Grant in it, or a movie like Cinema Paradiso, than a big-budget blockbuster like Star Wars or War of the Worlds. I mean, they just use computers to create the effects, don't they? I'd much rather see a film with good acting and a good script than loads of explosions or computer-generated aliens.
Speaker 3.
I love films. I can watch anything, really. It doesn't matter if it's just full of special effects or it's a really simple drama. I go to the cinema quite often, but I'd never decide to see a film on the basis of what it said in the paper. That's just one person's opinion, isn't it? And reviewers look at films differently to the rest of us anyway. No, if I like the sound of a title, or if I know any of the actors in it, I'll probably risk it.
Speaker 4.
Well, I do like going to the cinema, but it's not as cheap as it used to be. If we take the kids, by the time we've bought some popcorn and had a drink, it's about £50. That's a lot of money for a couple of hours of some special effects. It's a shame, though, because the kids really do enjoy seeing a film in the cinema. Makes it more of an event. It's just not worth it financially, though.
Speaker 5.
Well, we do watch quite a lot of movies at home. We watched the latest Star Wars film only the other night on DVD. Great effects, by the way. But the problem with watching films at home is that there's too many distractions. People talk and the phone rings, that kind of thing. When you actually see a film on the big screen, you get so much more involved with what's happening. It's strange. There's more people around you, but you can actually concentrate more.
Speaker 6.
There are just so many films on these days that it's not always easy to decide what you want to see. Reviews in magazines or online can be useful, but I usually want to ask people I know what they think of the films. They know what I like, and they usually have a good idea of whether I'd like a film or not. Sometimes they get it wrong, but not often.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now we are ready to start.
Hello, I'm looking for John Stapleton.
That's me.
Oh, hi. My name's Janice Short. I'm a reporter with the Pennington Evening News. I wonder if I could ask you a few questions.
About the council's plan to close the park?
That's right, yes.
Fantastic. We need all the publicity we can get.
So, who exactly is we?
Well, we're just a group of people who live round here, really. Most of us have kids. There's about 25 of us, I'd say, who are actively involved. We're calling ourselves the Friends of Fisher Park.
And what exactly do you hope to achieve, Mr. Stapleton?
It's very simple. We want to stop the council from destroying the park to build a block of flats.
You do accept, though, that we really do need some new cheap accommodation in the town centre?
Oh, yes. We do recognise there's a problem and that land is in short supply. But to destroy the only green area for miles around, well, it's a disgrace. Kids can't play in the streets anymore, obviously. We've got to give them somewhere to be able to run around. The park's been that place for over 50 years, and we won't give it up without a fight.
Do you think you've got a chance of winning?
I do, yes. The people are all on our side, you know. We've got a letter which we're going to send to every councillor next week. It's got over 2,000 signatures on it.
But will the council listen to you?
Well, it's council elections in about 6 months. If they don't, I think they'll find that a lot of people don't vote for them. They're supposed to represent us, aren't they? If they don't, why should we vote for them?
Are you considering standing for a council position in the next election, then?
I haven't made my mind up yet, to be honest. It's a possibility, though.
So, you've got the letter. What happens next?
Well, the council meets on the 24th of this month to make a final decision. We'll all be at the meeting, of course. And I hope lots of other people will be too. The more people we can get there, the more pressure there'll be on the council to change its mind.
Well, good luck. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
You have 15 seconds. Situation 1. You will hear a news report about a fire. What was its probable cause? 1. A person. 2. Lightning. 3. Faulty electrical wiring.
And in local news, police have announced today that initial reports that the fire at Johnson's Hardware store on the Dagenham Road was caused by a lightning strike were unfounded. Investigators have also ruled out faulty electrical wiring, and police are now searching for a woman who was seen at the building just minutes before the fire started.
Now you will hear Situation 1 again.
And in local news, police have announced today that initial reports that the fire at Johnson's Hardware store on the Dagenham Road was caused by a lightning strike were unfounded. Investigators have also ruled out faulty electrical wiring, and police are now searching for a woman who was seen at the building just minutes before the fire started.
Situation 2. You will hear a politician talking about her career. When did she become interested in politics? 1. At school. 2. At university. 3. At work.
Well, I did an A-level at school in politics and economics, and I actually did very well in the exam. But my heart really wasn't in the subject at that point. It was when I was working as a reporter for a local newspaper that I finally decided to go into politics as a career. But I suppose my love for politics really began when I got involved with the student union while I was doing my law degree.
Now you will hear Situation 2 again.
Well, I did an A-level at school in politics and economics, and I actually did very well in the exam. But my heart really wasn't in the subject at that point. It was when I was working as a reporter for a local newspaper that I finally decided to go into politics as a career. But I suppose my love for politics really began when I got involved with the student union while I was doing my law degree.
Situation 3. You will hear a man talking about his house. What is he going to build next? 1. An extension to the living room. 2. A swimming pool. 3. A garage.
You can just see the new extension to the living room over there through the trees. We're going to decorate it next week, so hopefully it'll be ready for Christmas. As will the garage, of course, which we're starting work on next Monday. Where we're standing right now will hopefully be an outdoor swimming pool before too long, but we'll have to save up a bit first.
Now you will hear situation three again.
You can just see the new extension to the living room over there through the trees. We're going to decorate it next week, so hopefully it'll be ready for Christmas. As will the garage, of course, which we're starting work on next Monday. Where we're standing right now will hopefully be an outdoor swimming pool before too long, but we'll have to save up a bit first.
Situation four. You will hear a nurse talking to a patient. What does he want the patient to do? 1. Get out of bed. 2. Eat her lunch. 3. Take her tablets.
Come on, Mrs. Jacobs. You know what the doctor said. You have to take these pills as soon as you've had lunch. As you're not going to finish your dessert, that means it's time. Yes, you can get out of bed in a short while, but just pop these into your mouth first. With some juice, that's right.
Now you will hear situation four again.
Come on, Mrs. Jacobs. You know what the doctor said. You have to take these pills as soon as you've had lunch. As you're not going to finish your dessert, that means it's time. Yes, you can get out of bed in a short while, but just pop these into your mouth first. With some juice, that's right.
Situation 5. You will hear a woman talking about a lot of money. How did she get it? 1. She won the national lottery. 2. She entered a competition in a magazine. 3. She inherited it from a relative.
You hear about people winning millions in the lottery, don't you? But you always think something like that will never happen to you. Well, it has to me. When my great aunt died a few years ago, she did leave me some money in her will. But it wasn't much, and it certainly wasn't life-changing. With this, though, I can quit my job and live in luxury for the rest of my life. I'd like to thank all of you at People Magazine. I'm just so glad I sent off the answers to those three questions you printed.
Now you will hear situation 5 again.
You hear about people winning millions in the lottery, don't you? But you always think something like that will never happen to you. Well, it has to me. When my great aunt died a few years ago, she did leave me some money in her will. But it wasn't much, and it certainly wasn't life-changing. With this, though, I can quit my job and live in luxury for the rest of my life. I'd like to thank all of you at People Magazine. I'm just so glad I sent off the answers to those three questions you printed.
Situation 6. You will hear a singer talking about his next album. What inspired him to write the songs on the album? 1. His success. 2. A relationship. 3. His recent tour.
Yeah, the new album comes out next week. It's called Variations, and I think it's quite different to my last album. A lot of the songs on that were to do with dealing with being successful, as lots of second albums are, I suppose. But while I was on tour recently, I fell in love, actually. And I think that's what's motivated me to write these 12 tracks.
Now you will hear situation 6 again.
Yeah, the new album comes out next week. It's called Variations, and I think it's quite different to my last album. A lot of the songs on that were to do with dealing with being successful, as lots of second albums are, I suppose. But while I was on tour recently, I fell in love, actually. And I think that's what's motivated me to write these 12 tracks.
Situation 7. You will hear a woman talking about moving to another country. What did she find difficult? 1. Getting a job. 2. Learning the language. 3. Meeting new people.
Oh yes, I've been here a long time, over 10 years. When I first arrived, I couldn't speak the language at all, not a word. I picked it up relatively quickly, though. Well, I made a real effort to meet people, you see, and really tried not to speak to them in English. And, as it took months and months for me to find work, I had a lot of time on my hands to get to grips with the language.
Now you will hear Situation 7 again.
Oh yes, I've been here a long time, over 10 years. When I first arrived, I couldn't speak the language at all, not a word. I picked it up relatively quickly, though. Well, I made a real effort to meet people, you see, and really tried not to speak to them in English. And, as it took months and months for me to find work, I had a lot of time on my hands to get to grips with the language.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.